بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. مائی ڈیئر مسلمس، دس از سبیل احمد اینڈ آئی ایم ریئلی ایکسائٹیڈ بیکاز آئی ایم کمنگ فرام اے چرچ آفٹر گیونگ اے پریزنٹیشن آن اسلام. الحمدللہ، آفٹر مائی انٹروڈکشن ٹو اسلام آئی گیو دیم این اپرچونیٹی ٹو آسک اینی کوشچن and I was not surprised by the nature of questions they were asking. The questions were about Sharia law, about jihad, violence, women, and many, many questions. I want them to ask these questions because so I can properly respond and clear up the misconceptions that they may have. My dear Muslims, there are three lessons that I can share with you from this interaction. Lesson number one is this, that we cannot blame if people have fear of Islam if we have not fully educated them about Islam. You know, just like imagine, if a doctor is careless and does not treat the patient correctly, we cannot blame the patient if his condition becomes bad. We have to blame the doctor. In the same way, all of us, all the Muslims are spiritual physicians. We cannot blame our fellow Americans, our fellow humans, if they fear Islam and Muslims, if they have misunderstandings. We have to ask ourselves, have we properly educated them? If we have not, then we have to think what we can do, what resources that we can invest in so we can educate our fellow Americans. So that's lesson number one. Lesson number two, that in this country, in the USA, there are close to 300,000 churches. And many of them, they may want to invite a Muslim speaker. They want to know the true teachings of Islam compared to what the media is saying. So try to consult with your friend, with your colleague, with your neighbor to see what church they go to and see and explore the opportunities of going and speaking in the church or inviting them to come to the masjid and listen to us. Either way, education. Try to explore the opportunities of interacting with the membership in the church, in the synagogue, in the temple. Lesson number three, my dear Muslims, let's not shy away from touching on these topics. These really sensitive topics of jihad and Sharia and violence and women, because if we don't grab the mic and become spokespeople for these topics and for Islam, Islamophobes are grabbing the mic. They are standing on the platform. They have become spokespeople for Islam. And now we complain that how come there is Islamophobia? How come people are misinformed about Islam? It is because we are on the sidelines and they have taken the mic and they have become the spokespeople for Islam. So my dear Muslims, it's about time that you and me educate ourselves and realize the opportunities and the obligation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. The obligation of sharing the message, clearing the misconceptions. And if we do that, then inshallah we will see that our fellow Americans who are good-hearted and good-minded, they will understand Islam, they will appreciate Islam. And who knows, by the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will accept Islam of their own choice. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the efforts of each single one of us. May He give us the understanding, the ease, the knowledge, the wisdom. So all of us inshallah will go about in the neighborhood, in the churches, in the society out there, and become peace ambassadors of Islam to all of humanity. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.